Russian President Vladimir Putin is defending his party's resounding victory in parliamentary elections yesterday. There has been widespread international criticism of that contest and speculation that it will help Putin hold on to power after his term ends next year. Opposition parties, election monitors, and Western governments have all raised concerns about the vote, but a Kremlin spokesman called the result a resounding endorsement of Putin. NPR's Gregory Pfeiffer is in Moscow.
Ladies and gentlemen,
at a packed news conference, international elections observers said yesterday's vote failed to meet many democratic standards. Goran Lenmaker of the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe said the Russian authorities had used government resources, including state-controlled media during the campaign, to promote Putin's United Russia Party and stifle the opposition.
The merging of state and the political party is an abuse of power and a clear violation of the international commitments and standards.
Criticism from Western countries poured in today. Washington and Britain urged Moscow to investigate numerous allegations of vote fraud. And German government spokesman Thomas Stegg said, measured by our standards, it was neither a free, fair, nor democratic election. Putin's United Russia Party swept 70% of seats in the Duma. The Communist Party came in second to make it the only opposition group in parliament. But party leaders say they'll contest the results in the Supreme Court. Putin rejected that criticism. He said Russians had used their votes wisely and made parliament more legitimate than before. This feeling of responsibility of our citizens, he said, is the most important indication that our country is strengthening, not only economically and socially, but also politically. An elections commission official later said Western criticism of the vote was politically driven. Thousands of members of the pro-Kremlin youth group Nasha celebrated United Russia's success in central Moscow, saying they were helping to safeguard the party's victory from provocations by the opposition. But opposition leaders said there were growing allegations of ballot stuffing and other vote fraud during the elections. Some say overzealous regional governors had delivered impossible results, such as the 99% vote for United Russia in the turbulent region of Chechnya. Opposition leader Garry Kasparov said the elections were the dirtiest in the history of modern Russia.
It's not an election. It was a fraud from the very beginning. I'm talking about the entire election process. We have been gradually sliding into this KGB abyss.
The main question for Russians now is whether Putin will use the elections as a mandate to hold on to power after his term limit expires next year. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said whatever Putin's future role, it will definitely be very important.
And definitely his very rich experience and his political talents will be highly demanded in our country.
Analysts say Putin stressed the new parliament's legitimacy because his party's new majority would make it easy to change the constitution and keep Putin in power after his presidential term ends in March. Gregory Pfeiffer, NPR News, Moscow.